From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. In the middle of the night, a row of cars, including yours, sits parked along the street in a quiet residential neighborhood. A criminal disappears underneath the first car and 30 seconds later crawls back out with a large chunk of metal. He's just stolen your car's catalytic converter. He moves quickly down the street, sliding under cars, stealing more converters, which can bring him hundreds or thousands of dollars when he resells them. This crime is on the rise around the country and in the Treasure Valley, and local law enforcement agencies are working to stop it. Joining us now are Detective Dennis Papley and Sergeant Mike Phillips with the Nampa Police Department. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, first off, what is a catalytic converter? What does it do on your car? I did not get to take auto shop. I really wish I did in high school. What does it do?
So the catalytic converter's main function is to basically remove the toxic gases and pollutants that get released into the atmosphere without it.
Gotcha. What does it look like? I have no idea.
There's several different shapes and varieties of them. Some of them are called bread loaves, and for the simple reason that it looks like a bread loaf, most of them are somewhat flattened and cylindrical in shape.
Gotcha. And thefts are up of these in the Treasure Valley. How bad is it?
It's not good. And it's not just the Treasure Valley. This is a nationwide problem that we're experiencing.
Why are they up? What's causing the rise?
There's precious metals in the catalytic converter that the bad guys are after. That's how they're getting that's what they're after to get the big payday, I guess. So there's platinum, palladium, and rhodium in these things. And the higher the emission standards are on the vehicle, the more expensive the precious metal is that's in them.
Gotcha. So is that why I'm reading that if you've got a converter from like a hybrid car, it's worth more?
Yes.
Gotcha. And I read that can be worth $1,000 if you get somebody's catalytic converter off their hybrid. That's it's quite a payday.
Well, I've not heard of anybody locally getting paid up to that dollar amount. However, the ones that are really cashing in on it are the ones that are doing all the collecting of them, not the ones that are doing the theft itself. And yes, they're cleaning up on it.
Wow.
The catalytic converter that you're talking about that can be up to $1,000 is probably to replace. That's why some of the hybrid cars have actually been totaled by the time they replace the catalytic converters on a car.
Wow, that's incredible. Okay, so bad guys steal the catalytic converter, and you were talking about the metals inside, so I'm guessing they take them to like a metal recycling center or somewhere like that to sell for the metal?
Yes. I mean, there's not just the commercialized scrap dealers, but most of those are working very well with law enforcement. It's the guy that's doing it out of the back of his garage that's the problem that we're having, really.
The illegitimate person who is buying known stolen catalytic converters and then taking them in turn to a smelter, which is where they get the big money from.
Wow. So how easy is it to steal one of these? I kind of made a scenario at the beginning, but I read it can take up 30 seconds to go under the car and then take it off if you're good at it. Is that true?
Correct. The well-prepared suspect, we had one specifically that we arrested in the act in cooperation with Meridian Police Department. It took him 38 seconds from the time he left his vehicle to get under a pickup, cut it off, and was attempting to get in his car to leave. So I guess if they have a sharp blade and a good battery and it's an easy access vehicle like a pickup, then it's really fast. Having said that, there are also crews that travel across the United States that are fast with a jack too, almost like a NASCAR pit crew. Basically, they can jack up a car that sits low to the ground, like a Prius, for example, and be under it and gone with your cat in a matter of seconds as well.
So it doesn't necessarily have to be one of these big trucks that's really high up. It sounds like, I mean, I would think that would be easier, but you're talking about a coordinated effort there.
Absolutely. This is well planned out and practiced.
Wow. So if you've got a bigger truck, does that mean you've got a bigger converter and therefore it might be worth more?
Not necessarily worth more, but it's an easier target. Most of these bad guys are doing it for a quick fix because they have addiction issues. So they're looking for the low hanging fruit, for lack of a better term, so they can get in and get out quick and get a quick fix, quick payday.
We're speaking with Detective Dennis Pepley and Sergeant Mike Phillips about a recent uptick in catalytic converter thefts. Now, my scenario at the beginning happened at night. And I would think that if it's, you know, something like a quiet residential neighborhood and it only takes you 38 seconds to get in and out, you can do a lot of damage there before anybody even notices you're there, if they notice at all.
Yeah, we've had situations that have come. It doesn't have to come at night. Usually we've had several that were done at like a Lowe's parking lot or a Home Depot parking lot, a Best Buy parking lot. We've had different storage facilities that had RVs stored there, which the people may not even realize for a month or 2 months go by before they go out to take their RV and then realize that it's taken. So it doesn't happen just at night. The thing that we really would like people to know, for one thing, is if you're in a public place and you hear something like a sawzall, metal being cut, you see legs sticking out the bottom of a car, it would be a good idea to call. And maybe they are just legitimately working on their car, but it would be nice for us at least to be able to go out there and verify what they're doing.
That's incredible. That's just evil sort of genius. I hate to say it that way, but it's true. So you mentioned people might not notice right away, especially if it's something they've got stored, that their catalytic converter has been stolen. Am I going to notice if I've got my car parked out front and of the house and someone comes and steals it, if I go out and start the car or before I start the car, am I even going to notice it's gone?
You're not going to notice before you start the vehicle, but when you start it, it'll probably sound like your high school hot rod. It basically sounds like a vehicle running straight pipes, very loud. And the bigger the engine, obviously, the louder it's going to be.
Wow. Okay. So say it happens and I go out and start up my car and it sounds like my converter has been taken. I'm guessing it's not cheap to get that fixed. Is it expensive? Is it hard?
Well, right now there's a shortage of catalytic converters and it's hard to get them in. So you've got the time to get it shipped in if the company that you go to doesn't have it in stock. And depending on the vehicle, I've had one victim that the amount to fix it, replace it and fix it was the shop time with the shop time involved was between $3,500 and $5,000.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, this was not a new vehicle. This was like a 2015, I think. So this is why some of the insurance companies are just totaling the vehicle, because the replacement value is just ridiculous. I mean, you could get aftermarket ones that are a lot cheaper, but they don't do the job that that the factory ones are set up to do.
And you would also have to go through your insurance if you didn't want to pay for it outright, which in turn, whatever your deductible is on your insurance, which in turn is causing all of our insurance rates to go up as well, because so many people are getting insurance for the stolen catalytic converter.
Wow, this is just incredible. Okay, so obviously I don't want to go through all of that you just described. So how can I protect my converter? I know that Nampa Police Department spent a week this month. You've been working on awareness of the crime and offered free etching So what are we talking about when we talk about etching your converter? What is that, and how does it work?
Well, the system that Sergeant Phillips actually located it for us, it's called CatGuard. Basically, this is just a sticker that goes on to the catalytic converter, and then it's got perforated holes in the number that's assigned to the vehicle that gets etched in with acid to the metals. And then that in turn gets registered with the vehicle's VIN number, so that if it gets stolen, then we're able to easier track it and hopefully find the victim and get the bad guy put in custody and get some charges against him.
So I'm guessing that helps with catching the bad guy. Is that going to help if the bad guy slides under my car, sees that it's been engraved, it's got a number on it, is he going to go and just go off onto the next car?
So hopefully, with us putting the public service announcement out that we're doing this, the thief will see that if we have a sticker on there, it is trackable. And so hopefully he'll roll underneath, see it, and then go on somewhere else, leave it alone. The other ways, they do have catalytic converter guard type things you can buy. They're pretty expensive. And whether somebody can actually get it put on themselves or not, you may have to take it someplace to get it put on, which will actually prevent somebody from taking your converter. And we've heard in different areas where maybe possibly spray painting the whole catalytic converter with a bright color spray paint. And that is something that we're probably going to try next. But we had our partner dealerships, you know, Peterson and Edmark, Toyota, Bronco Motors, and Treasure Valley Subaru, and Honda, Tom Scott Honda here in Nampa, they all generously donated money so we could get these CatGuard stickers and get them put on in a way to help us catch the bad guys and maybe get the victims back their catalytic converters if they haven't already replaced it.
Wow. Okay, so Sergeant Phillips, let's back up just a second. Is this, when you talk about a device, this is like a little cage that you can have installed, sort of a protective cage around the converter, so it's really hard to take off?
Yeah, so you can, if you get online and you can Google catalytic converter guard or cage, there'll probably be several that'll pop up. They are not easily installed. Most of them aren't. So if you're not like a handyman or a mechanic, you may have to take it someplace and get it put on. But definitely there are some items out there you can get that will protect your catalytic converter from actually being stolen.
And you mentioned painting it a bright color. I've heard of at least one place in the Treasure Valley that's been painting them bright yellow as kind of a deterrent.
Yes, I think so. Went to a class, and an agency out of the area down in Arizona, they were painting their stuff. And that is a way, because the thief, like Detective Pepley talked about, is mostly people who want to just get a quick fix, get some money, get out. They're not going to take time to grind all the paint off. And if they do, we would hope that a legitimate business will see that it's ground off and know that it was probably stolen and not accepted.
Is there any way to park my car that would make it harder for people to slip underneath and take the cat?
No, unfortunately, where we've had them in bright, you know, broad daylight, these guys are just so brazen that if the only time that we've noticed that's been reported that these have been attempted and the guys have been caught red-handed is people stepping up and saying, "Hey, what are you doing under there?" and getting their attention. It at least stops them. Even if we don't catch the guy in the act, it at least stops him and he takes off. And then we can always go back and pull video footage from the store where he's at. And hopefully the person that caught him in the act maybe is able to identify them or get a plate number, and we can go further. What we don't want is people to take unnecessary risk and have a confrontation with the person that's doing this. We don't want anybody to be harmed in trying to protect property, because again, it's just property. So it can be replaced, whereas it's going to be a lot harder to replace them.
Absolutely. Oh man, this is just amazing. I am amazed at, as you said, how brazen this can be, especially, you know, in the middle of the day, in the middle of a store parking lot. So, Nampa Police Department, you had free etchings for the converters. What about now? How can I get my converter etched or numbered, or where should I go? What should I do?
Well, if you watch the Nampa Police social media sites, we are going to do this one additional time. At least at this point, we think it's just going to be one more time, probably in about another month, with the same partnering dealerships. Aside from that, we're still kind of in the process of figuring out how to maintain this for the long term. We've got some pretty good ideas rolling now, but when we come up with the final plan, we will definitely have that put on our social media, and whether or not there's an actual PSA done or not is yet to be determined, but it'll definitely be posted on our websites.
How optimistic are you that this kind of crime can be, I don't know if you want to say controlled, but at least you can knock it down a bit?
It's almost like the drug trade. As long as the vehicle manufacturers are going to keep making them to where the catalytic converters are easily taken and they have the precious metals they have inside, it's going to be a crime of opportunity for people. And if it's usually the people that are trading the money for drugs or things like that, not buying their kids school shoes or whatever, it's going to be a problem until things get changed.
Wow. Well, we've been speaking with Detective Dennis Pepley and Sergeant Mike Phillips with the Nampa Police Department about how to keep your catalytic converter from being stolen. I want to thank you both for the great information and education, and hopefully some tips for folks to help out. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you, Hannah.